Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In late March, the multi-trillion dollar CARES Act was passed by Congress and signed into law by President Trump. The day it became clear this would become law, U.S. stock markets stopped plummeting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, for example, had fallen about 38% from its peak on February 12th to its bottom on March 23rd. In the partial recovery, the DJIA rose so it was only 18% below the February peak by April 17. Since then, this index has been much less volatile. At the close last Friday, it was still more than 14% below the February peak. Mid-April is when most of the funds from the CARES Act had been dispensed. Is there a correlation of the pause in the stock market recovery hitting at about the same time that the federal bailout and subsidy funds ran out? That is certainly possible. It has become crystal clear that total consumer spending in America has fallen significantly just about across the board. The majority of companies, even if still operating in some capacity, have experienced significant declines in sales and profits. That indicates that stock values, which were at extremely high levels before the market plunge, are now at even higher extremes. If it is not a coincidence that the stock market recovery mostly stalled when government funds ran out, does that signal that any further recovery will only be expedited if another round of massive bailouts and subsidies occurs? If so, that could be an indicator that current stock price levels are higher than they could be sustained without further government money. There is an adage that rising stock markets climb a wall of worry. This time around, there may be much more than usual to worry about. Even though it isn't clear whether U.S. stock markets can recover only with more government spending, there is one thing that has been certain this year. Year to date, the price of gold has far outperformed all major global stock indices, all 28 foreign currency values I track, other precious metals, and even the U.S. dollar itself. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.